From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DeMattei. Driving along South Florida roadways, perhaps you've encountered a motorcycle or two, a large and loud Harley-Davidson, or maybe a sleek and nimble sports bike. Well, it turns out bikers may be changing styles, along with changing lanes. As WLRN reporter Diego Saldana Rojas found out, more South Floridians are moving away from modern motorcycles and buying older models.
Rodrigo Rey del Castillo unwraps a brand new front tire at 7600 custom vintage motorcycles in Little Haiti. The factory sealed tire looks like it belongs on a motorcycle from the 1970s, and that's exactly where it's being placed. The majority of Rodrigo's repairs and customizations focus on bikes that predate 1980, so there aren't any onboard computers, fuel-injected engines, or anti-lock brakes. These machines are the bulk of the growing South Florida vintage motorcycle scene.
They're realizing what it means to ride a vintage motorcycle, either because it reminds them of their father or grandfather who used to have one, or it reminds them of, you know, Steve McQueen. It makes it something cool to ride. There's always been people riding, but the scene, I believe, started growing about 2 years ago. More and more builders started building bikes here in Miami.
Guillermo Silvani from Rockerbox Vintage Motorbikes is one of those builders. For Silvani, the beauty of vintage motorcycles is in their simplicity.
One thing is a vintage bike. You never know what if it's going to start, or because they always have, you know, they have their own soul. You know, it's a modern bike, you have to something wrong, and you cannot fix it yourself. If you're a mechanic, maybe, but you might gonna need a computer or something.
Luis Ludominic owns Planet Power Sports in Doral. He's been riding in Miami since the 1980s. He says there are more vintage motorcycles out there now because more people are riding overall.
You know, you have certain areas that are kind of decreasing. They're not as lucrative as they used to be in the past. And this has kind of been growing. Before, once in a blue moon, you might see a bike on the street. And even more rare would be a classic. But now you drive around and it's not hard, you know, to spot them here and there.
All three bike shop owners say vintage motorcyclists ride everywhere from Key West to Fort Lauderdale. But there's one neighborhood they seem to gravitate towards.
See, more around Wynwood.
And Wynwood over.
Definitely Wynwood.
And specifically,
a bar called Wood Tavern.
Every Thursday night, the streets around Wood Tavern fill up with loud Harley-Davidsons, sleek Japanese sports bikes, and mopeds. But the front facade of the bar is reserved exclusively for vintage motorcycles.
Well, you know, there wasn't a place that people go and hang out and saw vintage bikes and hung out with the same type of people that you know, enthusiasts that liked what the lifestyle was about.
Rick Rosal and his motorcycle lifestyle company, Old Soul Young Blood, helped start the gatherings.
We started promoting this bike night, and from there, it just started blowing up. People that liked this subculture just started uniting and getting there, and then the friendships started happening, you know?
Those friendships are evident in the number of motorcycles that turn out on Thursday nights at Wood Tavern. Even on rainy nights, the riders still show up and stay for hours. One of those riders is coastal engineer Aaron Banning, owner of 8, soon to be 9, motorcycles. Banning says he's been riding since he was 12.
I like the vintage scene just because it's a bunch of cool people. It's not pretentious Harley guys on $150,000 motorcycles. It's just a cool group of people to be around, and it's real local.
The shop owners, mechanics, and riders have seen a wave of change in the past few years. What hasn't changed is why they ride.
It's almost like therapy. Your troubles go away.
Go wherever you want and just feel the wind on every aspect of your body.
It's freedom. It's absolute freedom.
I'm Diego Saldana Rojas in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DeMattei.